This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast from KCUR that investigates the Missouri General Assembly and the Kansas Legislature.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm TJ Berry, and I'm state representative for the 38th District, which encompasses Liberty, Kearney, and Excelsior Springs as the cities that I represent.
Glad you're here. Let's get started.
This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go. And welcome to the production studio here at KCUR 89.3. I'm Brian Ellison, and it is good to have you here, Representative T.J. Berry, Republican from the 38th District. A couple of other Missouri products here in the studio. Harvey Oxman is a retired teacher in the Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools. Harvey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, and I appreciate the invitation to be here.
Oh, we're glad you're here. And my colleague and friend, Matthew Long Middleton, producer of KCUR's Central Standard. Welcome, Matthew.
Good morning, Brian.
So, Harvey Oxman, what's on your mind this morning?
I would like to ask TJ, what to him are the most important responsibilities that he serves as a state representative?
You know, the most important things are somewhat similar to my marriage, and that is listening. Because if you don't listen to your wife, guess what happens? You get in trouble. If you don't listen to people that are in need or people that are having difficulty getting through the tough time that they're having or getting through the bureaucracy of government, they can get disenfranchised, they can become disillusioned, or they can get just downright mad. We're getting ready for veto session next week. And one of the large issues coming up is House Bill 116. And there are people for it and people against it.
The right to work legislation.
The right to work legislation. And I've had a mailer from the people that want right to work that said I voted against it. I have had a mailer from the people that said I voted the opposite way.
Well, how did you vote on it when it came up the first time?
I voted the only person in the General Assembly that voted present undecided.
You know, this is an important issue. I'm glad you brought this up. This Wednesday is the veto override session. That right to work legislation passed in the House, but many Republicans voted against it. You yourself voted present undecided. 18 Republicans would have to switch their vote to a yes to override Governor Nixon's veto. We had one of your colleagues, Representative Lauren Arthur, Democrat from Kansas City North, here last week, and she didn't think it would have the votes. Do you think it will pass?
It's much closer this week than it was last. In states that are right to work states, the workers earn less money than union states. But those states grow much faster than union states. So to me, which one's right?
Sounds like you're supporting the right to work legislation. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? Because A, I don't know which is right. B, when you bring in the political dynamic, I was at a McDonald's this week, and I went there intentionally in Excelsior Springs because there's a large group of people that meet there every day, probably 35, 40. So I sat down with them, and I put it out there. I said, what do you think? I wanted to hear from individuals, not mailers, not phone calls that were ginned up by robocalls. I wanted to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And do you want to and believe this? And I'll put my hand on the Bible. It was divided at McDonald's in Excelsior Springs, 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you take this job, you're supposed to represent the district. And when you are looking at individual issues, you're supposed to gather as much information as possible and make the best decision possible. So what happens if you don't know?
I'm curious, Harvey, you're listening to this as a citizen. TJ has sort of outlined that sometimes you change your vote because you just took more time to think about it. You had a chance to reflect. You got away from Jefferson City for a while. Does that ring true for you, or does that sound like, do you think there's other issues on why politicians change their votes?
Well, I do have a certain ideas why some politicians change their vote. I congratulate the representative and appreciate the fact that he gives a lot of thought to the legislation, and hopefully it is his thoughts rather than somebody else's. I am curious as to what business are you in, or businesses are you in, and please don't tell me it's payday loans.
Well, it's not, so you don't have to worry about that. My first business I started when I was in college. I took sawdust and wood shavings and repackaged those. They were being thrown out. Repackaged them and sold them to horse barns to use as bedding for horses. That's how I put myself through college.
You know, I want to ask about that first job. You were sort of taking something and reusing it for another purpose. You actually have something of a reputation in the legislature, and somewhat unusually as a Republican, for being very green. You have been a big supporter of alternative energy, solar wind power energy in particular. You supported the Grain Belt Express, the so-called clean line that would bring energy generated by wind power in Kansas across the state of Missouri. That would have required approval from the Public Service Commission, which, of course, did not give that approval. Just a few weeks ago, they voted a second time to not give that approval. Why are more of your Republican colleagues not supportive of those issues that you have advocated for in the General Assembly?
A lot of times, and it's not just Republicans, it's Democrats, it's everyone. People are afraid of change. I've always been trying to look and see, how do you make something out of nothing? My first business was that. And when I look at solar and I look at wind and those renewables, you are looking at a new technology that could change the way that we all receive the power. And that's very freeing.
Is it is that something that you think will change over time? Does the Public Service Commission's vote leave you discouraged, or do you think it's just a matter of time?
No, it's a matter of time.
I want to ask you just if there's any other issues coming up this week in the veto override session that really stand out in your mind as matters to watch, things you think are important, vetoes you think need to be overridden.
One, and this isn't going to be popular in this crowd, I don't think, but I think that House Bill 722 on minimum wage needs to be overridden. I think that that is a state issue, and I also believe that our state's unique in the way we have it set up.
This is the state law, the state bill that was passed by the legislature that would not allow local municipalities to raise the minimum wage for their cities. The governor vetoed that. You would like to see that law go into effect?
Yes, I would like to see it go into effect.
TJ, thanks so much for being here. I want to thank our other guests, Harvey Oxman of Lee's Summit. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also Matthew Long Middleton of KCUR's Central Standard. Thanks for being here, Matthew.
Anytime.
So finally, TJ, in an effort to get to know you just a little bit better, there's one other question we always ask. We end our show with your favorite song. What is your favorite song?
I don't have one. I don't have one that stays out.
No way.
The alternative, if you don't have one, is that I have to ask the other people at the table for their favorite song. So this is your chance.
At least they would have an honest opinion.
We're going to go around the table, and then in the tradition of the program, I will choose which one of the ones I like best from your choices. Matthew Long Middleton, what's your favorite song?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yesterday evening, I was listening to Modest Mouse and the song Trailer Trash.
Okay, I don't know the song. I'm going to have to go just on the title and the band. Harvey Oxman, do you have a song you'd like to offer up?
The first thing that came to my mind, and I have no idea why, is Everything is Beautiful.
Everything is Beautiful.
That sounds good.
I'm choosing that. The choice of being Everything is Beautiful and Trailer Trash, I'm going to go with Everything is Beautiful. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp and Brian Ellison. See you next time. Under God's
heaven, that was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can find the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.